a word for you from Acts chapter 14, verse 19. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. We looked at, in some of the previous words for you, the fact that when God works, the devil also works, although he is ultimately doomed to fail. For God's work did not end, even if it seemed like the devil was successful. Now, you would be surprised to know that this very crowd who was influenced here and then stoned Paul, they were the ones who wanted to worship Paul just a few verses earlier. Because through the hands of Paul, together with Barnabas, God worked mighty miracles. A cripple, for instance, was healed who had never walked from birth. And the crowds, knowing some of their ancient pagan religion, they decided that Barnabas was Zeus and Paul was Hermes, and the next thing they began to bring sacrifices. Paul resisted it. He shouted to the crowds, "We are men like you are. We are the same. The grace of God that we've received is yours too." And now it was in this very crowd that the poison was spread. And this crowd that had wanted to worship them as gods now tried to stone them like demons. Of course, it isn't surprising for their Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. The same thing happened with him when he entered into Jerusalem. The crowds were singing and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." They had all wonderful hallelujahs and shouting of praises to God. But it seemed like it was that very same crowd who later on then shouted, "Crucify him," for they too were influenced. You see, you've got to be careful in being part of the crowd, even if it seems like it's a good crowd. When the crowd wants to worship, don't be part of it if it's just a crowd spirit, because that same crowd can turn. In the previous chapter, we looked at how many were saved, and then the minds of those people were poisoned by others who brought false information against Paul and Barnabas. So don't be part of the crowd. God wants to save you individually and make you his child, so that you are not vulnerable to be poisoned, to be influenced by others.